Hi guys, I haven't been here in a long time. No lives for me. I know I've abandoned you guys. I'm so sorry. I've been super busy. I am starting a new series and I'm going to explain to you why right now. So there's a lot of information and misinformation out there about the Great Reset and the New World Order and all this mess that these beta weakling men, if you can call them that, are trying to implement. It's not going to work. It's never going to work. It never has worked. It never will work. But what's interesting and I think useful for the rest of us is to understand the mindset where these men are coming from. Now, this is very easy to do because luckily for us, these men write books. And sorry about the noise. Oh, wait, before I go on, I want to say a big shout out to the very kind viewer who sent me these gorgeous Gucci socks. I love them. Thank you for that. They're very stylish. I love them. So yes, I am wearing them. And thank you. Gucci is my favorite brand. So thank you for that. Okay, so moving on. This is never going to work. And the mindset of these men is very important. I think that is first and foremost in understanding where this is coming from and how to identify these people. Okay? These people are very good at hiding. They're very good at hiding themselves behind other labels. That's how they get along. That's how they're able to get their message out there and make it seem like certain people are saying it, but no, it's not, it's them, but they're hiding. However, if we understand the mindset, then we can understand who's behind it. We can understand what cultivated this and also what is driving this behavior. For those of you who don't know, the Great Reset is this economic system that is the mastermind Klaus Schwab came up with this in 1971 when he created the World Economic Forum. This was his idea of how to gain power in the world. Obviously, it's been a very long time coming. Now it's 2022, and only now are we seeing the effects, the little effects of this Great Reset taking place. So this has been a long time coming. However, most of us were asleep or watching sports or watching the Kardashians or eating crap, like Cubans say, and just not really involved with what the World Economic Forum has to say on their annual at their annual conventions. They tell you exactly what's going to happen and then we get it. For example, in 2018, 2019, we were told that a pandemic was sure to come soon, and in 2020, we got it. For those of us who were paying attention to what was going on in Davos, Switzerland, this was not a surprise. For those of us who didn't even know what Davos, Switzerland was, it was a massive surprise, and therefore the fear-mongering worked. However, now people have become awakened. This is a good thing. We are either part of the solution or part of the problem. I'm hoping to be part of the solution. So what I have done, because I know that you guys are busy, I know that you guys have to raise your families and you have your side businesses and all this, that, and the other, and I get it. So I've taken it upon myself, and my job is to learn everything and tell you what it is. So here is what I'm so happy about. This is a book called Sapiens, and it is written by a man whose last name is Harari, as you can see right there. Okay, now this book was written a while back. This man, if you can call him that, I wouldn't, but this man, Harari, is the adoration of Klaus Schwab, who started this Great Reset whole big idea, right? So Klaus Schwab has taken the writings of Harari and has use them to kind of call and form and fulminate this Great Reset moving forward. Take into account, if you think I'm making things up, take into account, I myself have written a book, and I can tell you, research alone took me 1 year. Then writing it and editing it and going back and forth with the publisher, editing and re-editing. The whole thing took a year and a half plus to publish it, okay? It took a year and a half. Now, mind you, COVID happened in March 2020. By June 2020, there was already a book out written by Klaus Schwab called COVID-19 and the Great Reset. So do the math. That's March, April, May, June. In 3 months, Klaus Schwab was able to write, research, edit, re-edit, and produce a book about COVID-19 and how it fit into the Great Reset. So if you think that this is conspiracy and, you know, conspiracy theory, no, it's conspiracy fact. Nobody writes a book, a researched book, any type of book, but even less a researched book that has to do with medicine or medical or health issues in 3 months. Okay? Moving on. So this gentleman, Harari, wrote this, and Klaus Schwab has taken this as a Bible and as a way to use it to convince us of why the Great Reset is so necessary. Now, I have done my research. I read into these books. There are four of them that specifically I am targeting right now. Number one is Sapiens by Harari, and his second book, which is called Homo Deus, which means God, man. Okay, just stay with me. The other two books are by Schwab himself. The first one being The Great Reset, the second one being The Fourth Industrial Revolution. These four books I'm going to read and I'm going to cover chapter by chapter on my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel, for you guys that aren't aware, is called New York Nadia. And if you are a member, you can watch me go through each chapter. So if you're too busy to read, I understand, but I'm gonna do the work for you. Why am I doing this? Because it is absolutely important to me to get this information out there so that everyone's on the same page, so that we all understand why this is important, so that there's no misunderstandings or misinformation out there. Because there is a lot of misinformation out there. There are a lot of talking points written by people that have never read these books, have never studied these books. They're just going off what they hear somebody else say or what they've read on Twitter. I'm not gonna do that. I've never been the type of person that wants to add more noise to an already noisy room. I am here to give you accurate information and firsthand information if I am able, so that you can understand why it's important to know these things and furthermore, what you can do as an individual and what we can do as a community to fight back against this. Now, I have my own personal beliefs as to what is driving all this. Okay, just one look at these men. These men are very weak. If you look up, if you Google Harari, you will see this guy doesn't weigh 90 pounds soaking wet. This guy would never survive in the world the way that the world is right now. Okay, these are very weak men. There's a whole culture of very weak men, and they have systemically made it their mission in life to break down men, alpha men, sigma men, fathers, brothers, honorable noblemen. They have gone through many lengths to make masculinity toxic, to have society as a whole look at masculinity as something toxic instead of something necessary. Okay, there's never been a society that has survived without strong men. These weak men know it. That's why the men were hit first. And now they're going after women, erasing women, replacing women with men who have emasculated themselves, with eunuchs who have surgically, like, I have to be careful what words I use here because it is alive and I want to keep the stream up. But these men who have deformed their bodies with medicine and with hormones, these are the men that are now replacing women, and real men are toxic. And then, so what's left? Well, now you go after the kids because nobody's protecting children anymore. Do you see it yet? So this is what's happening systemically, and this is why it is so important for us to understand what's happening. This is not about left and right. This is about top and bottom. We have the numbers. We have the numbers. We have the strong men. We have the good women. We have the good parents. We have the children that are healthy and protected. We have our standards and mores and values that we have come across after thousands of years of trial and error, things that actually work to create a society that functions. These people want to tear it all down. Why? I'm going to get to the bottom of that. And I believe that this book is going to help me do that. Now, like I said before, I have my own ideas as to why. They are very weak men. There is an entire culture of these men. Okay, and they're all over the place. They're all over media. If you look at movies from the past maybe 20 years, notice how many beta males are now the protagonists of movies, right? Back in the day, it used to be like strong, manly, masculine men were the protagonists. Notice what's been going on in the last 20 years. Now it's the beta, the guy who couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. That's the superhero, right? And he does it with his smarts. He doesn't do it with his brawn, and he gets the girl, you know, because his intelligence is enough. And his intelligence is what's really, really valuable. And so they've been pushing this narrative for quite some time, and through social media, they've really gotten ahead. This is not something that happened by mistake, nor is it something that happened overnight. This has been going on for a while, okay? Now, I will tell you this, we can fight against this, and absolutely we will win. History is full of examples, okay? Of these types of men trying to get over on everybody else, and guess what? They've never won. A great example of this is a video that I just posted up. You guys could see it on my page. It's a history lesson about Franco and Spain and what happened in Spain when Franco came into power, why he came into power, what were the forces going on before Franco got into power, what was the actual the political landscape and environment for people living in Spain. It was anarchy. It was a mess. Okay. It was completely divided between left and right. And guess who won? The right. Now, why? Because usually conservatives have a value system that is pro-life, that is life-giving, that protects children, that protects women, that protects the weak, that instills nobility in men, that creates a strong society that is able to move forward. That's why nature will have her way. You can do whatever, you could say whatever, ideology, this, that, and the other. It doesn't matter. Nature will have her way, okay? Nobody can overcome nature. And human beings, the way that we are made is a certain way, and we will overcome this. This is all bullshit, basically. But getting back to the book. With this book, one thing that I noticed, because I did read it in Barnes & Noble before it came through Amazon today, very interesting. One of the things that Harari says himself is that it doesn't matter who's the strongest or the smartest, it's whoever is able to cooperate the best wins in the end. And he's absolutely right. And we need to get to a point where we are cooperating. And I'm speaking to Americans, obviously, because I am one, but also broad, like globally, people all over the world. Okay, if you are looking around you at your society, if you're looking around yourself at your government and what's going on, and you are stuck in a phase where you are just so much in disbelief that you don't even know which way to turn, that's exactly how they want you. They want you isolated because they know that if you organize, it's over. They know that if you're able to cooperate with one another, it's over. Harari wrote it himself. He said so himself. So let's take it from the horse's mouth. Like I said, I'm going to start with Sapiens. I'm going to start with Sapiens. I'm going to read this. I'm going to get back with you guys on how do you get this message everywhere and unite. Well, first of all, like I said, I'm going to be reading this book. I will cover it chapter by chapter for you guys on my YouTube channel, YouTube, New York Nadia on YouTube for members. Why is it only for members? Because it's going to get demonetized. Because this is not a message that certain corporations want to have out there. And so in order for me not to completely do everything for free all the time, I'm gonna have to do it for members. Only memberships like $4.99 a month, that's it. But you can get all of the chapters. And I will be reading a chapter every 2 days. I'm not gonna say every day, it could be, but I just wanna keep it to every other day. That way I have time to write notes and get back to you guys and let you know what the bullet points are, what's important, and ask you guys for feedback so that we can figure this out together. I think that together we are able to, and I will have a link on my YouTube channel for the book, for all the books, if you guys want to get them, and other books, so that we can discuss this. You guys can read along and we can discuss this and get to solutions, because this is easy for us. The strong always survive. Weaklings can get together and they think they're so smart because they can organize better. We will see. But nature, like I said, has her way. Nature's way is perfect. The strong always survive, and we are the strong. So stay strong. Stay strong. Don't get confused. Don't let all this bullshit, you know, get to your head. Don't get sad about this. Don't get frustrated. Don't. A joyous heart cannot be subjugated. Remember that. Do something every single day that brings you joy. Make a list, if you have to, of all the things that you are grateful for. Live in that joy, because in your joy, you have strength. There is so much strength in optimism. There's so much strength in happiness and in gratitude. And that's exactly the first thing they went after. Think about it. When all this bullshit started in 2020, what was the first thing they went after? Houses of worship, restaurants, family gatherings, public gatherings. Why? Because they didn't want you to be able to organize. They wanted you to feel isolated, because they knew that if they can conquer your mind, the rest of it would be easy. Don't allow it. There are people way better than us that have suffered much greater dilemmas than we're facing right now. And they did it with vigor, and they did it with grace. And guess what? They won. Was it easy? No. But like Jordan Peterson said so eloquently, and I hope that you guys, if there's only one thing that you remember about this, remember this. It doesn't matter how difficult a task is if the alternative is worse. Keep that in mind. It does not matter. The difficulty of a task does not matter if the alternative is worse. So if this is what we have to do, then this is what we got to do, and we're going to do it. And that's it. And we'll get it done for ourselves, for our kids, for our progeny, for our countries, and for our world. Because I know that there are patriots all over this world. And right now, this is a global push, and this is a global unification, and this is a global challenge. We got this. We totally got this. So I love you guys. Again, thank you so much to whoever sent me these awesome socks, Gucci socks, because I do love them, and I am wearing them, and I love them. So thank you for that, and I love you guys. Have a great day, and I will see you guys on YouTube. Ciao bellos.